I love the sound of breaking glass. J'espère que vous êtes bien à notre écoute. Notre lunchtime en anglais continue avec la chronique Breaking Glass de Dennis Bro. I need the noises of destruction.
This is Bro on the Eurocultural Beat, Breaking Glass. Today's episode, Red Vienna, an architecture of hope. Europe's zero interest rate is being used to further hollow out its major cities, as those with capital in cities such as Munich, Berlin, Paris, and Amsterdam are borrowing at no cost and buying up apartments that are then used as tourist rentals in partnership with Airbnb and other services. Along with this trend goes steadily rising rents, which means that working and ordinary middle-class residents, nurses, teachers, social workers, can no longer afford to live in the cities and now must commute to work from far outside. This is also a global problem, with the rents in California now so high that residents, in order to find more affordable housing, are leaving not just the cities, but the state. It doesn't have to be this way. One of the cities that is still viable, livable, with a tourist interior with increasingly higher rents, but affordable housing just outside and an extremely efficient system of public transportation which makes commuting easy, is Vienna. The design for this type of housing is to be found in the city's history, and particularly in the period 1919 to 1934, called Red Vienna, where first socialists and then social democrats were in power, and where the major product was the construction of not just public housing, but also complexes, such as the still-standing Karl Marx Hof, that were cultural centers as well. The 100-year anniversary of the movement is being celebrated in the city with two exhibits at the Karl Marx Hof and at the Wien Museum opposite the City Hall, both of which call attention to this building feat. When the exhibition toured New York, it was met with overwhelming enthusiasm as architects and city planners flocked to see how Vienna, in a previous period, had made progress on a problem that is supposedly at the center of Mayor Bill de Blasio's agenda. The social theorist Carlo Pugliani described the period as one where, quote, a highly developed industrial working class achieved a level never reached before by the masses of people in any industrial society. In 1918, after the disappointment and destruction of World War I, as part of the fall of the Habsburg dynasty, Austrians won universal suffrage as women for the first time were allowed to vote. The government elected by this new constituency was a socialist government, which made the 8-hour workday legally binding, introduced unemployment insurance, and began to address the city's housing crisis, where the poor and many workers lived in unheated, tuberculosis-infected, overcrowded shacks. Building began in earnest in 1925, and by 1933, 64,000 apartments had been constructed in complexes that were not just apartments, but spacious living facilities that also boasted gyms, swimming pools, kindergartens, and green courtyards. By the end of the period, 1/10 of all residents now lived in low-rent facilities, costing in some cases only 4% of their income, that were dubbed palaces of the proletariat. The most magnificent of these, the Karl Marx Hof, with its 1,300 apartment complex, was referred to as the Workers' Versailles. The public funds came from a combination of a housing tax, a luxury tax, and federal funds. This degree of public housing also discouraged speculation. The infrastructure for this building, including a steam-powered city railway that was then electrified, which could transport workers easily across the city, was laid in place under the administration of the infamous Karl Luger, whose modernization also included a strong anti-Semitic component. The most famous architect of the period of the construction of the ring surrounding the intercity was Otto Wagner, who, after building many of the bourgeois homes, turned his attention to subway construction and to a plan for green suburbs with workers' homes surrounded by parks. Wagner's work is currently on display at Paris's City of Architecture, which emphasizes his contribution to the greening of the city. The epitome of this construction, the Karl Marx Hof, was designed by Karl N., a student of Wagner's, who is said to have designed over 2,700 different workers' apartments. The structure stretches almost 3/4 of a mile and includes gardens, a children's school, large laundries, and libraries. Also part of this building movement was a gigantic pool at Amalienbad, in a nearby district referred to as a temple of hygiene with its glass roof, Roman bath, and showers with, a first for workers, clean water. The twin ideas of space and education guided, for example, kitchen construction, so that a former tenement kitchen with a woman ironing on what was also the cutting board for cooking, all the while tending to five children at her feet, was replaced by a spacious kitchen with a large dining table that also functioned as a study table for the working-class mother now getting an education. First the socialists, then the social democrats lost power. What ensued were pitched battles in the street and was referred to as the Austrian Civil War. The most famous of these was at the Karl Marx Hof as workers retreated into their housing complex as both the last bastion and the focal point of their achievement. They were shelled and bombarded by a combination of the Austrian army, police, and fascist militias, heralding the beginning of what was called Austro-fascism, which ran parallel to Hitler's movement in Germany. The date of the battle is commemorated by the naming of the plaza as 12 February Square. After the Nazi invasion in 1938, the name of the complex was changed, but in 1945 its original name was restored, and the reverberations of the period have influenced subsequent building. An exhibition in the Vienna Architecture Museum on the Cold War and architecture explains that there were four different views for reconstructing the city after the war proposed by its four conquerors. The Russians proposed monumental state and power construction. The French, following Corbusier, proposed vertical modernist housing. The Americans wanted to build luxury hotels with prefabricated housing for everyone else. But it was the British Labour Party model of a green garden movement, stressing the need for workers to live away and freed from the congestion and pollution of factories that the Viennese favored. The legacy of Red Vienna has bequeathed to the city a suburban worker space that is still both green and affordable, and that hopefully will be able to withstand new onslaughts of speculation. This is Bro on the Eurocultural Beat, breaking glass in Red Vienna. Oh, change of mind,
sound of breaking glass. Dennis Bro is the author of Film Noir, American Workers and Postwar Hollywood, Class Crime and International Film Noir, and Maverick or How the West Was Lost. His Hyper-Industrialism and Television Seriality, The End of Leisure and the Birth of the Binge. C'était Breaking Glass de Dennis Bro sur Art District. Très bonne suite de nos programmes, jazzistiques et artistiques, à notre écoute.